Yerushalmi pair corresponding to Zochim Bavli, Daf Ayin Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Beis, at the mission on the top of the page. Ne'emanim ala leket, v'ala shichra, v'ala peya, sha'atoi, v'ala ma'asa oni, b'chol shnasoi, v'ben Levi ne'eman, la'oilam, v'ein ne'emanim, ela ardova shekein derech, v'ne adam yos noyegin kein. Mishnah says, Amei ha'oretz, which is ignorant people, are believed for leket, shichra, and peya during their harvest season, because leket is, and these other things are common, and the ma'asa sheni throughout its year. A levi ama'oretz is always believed, but only about something that men are accustomed to give them. And the Gemara says, ad eichun, the question is, until how far away from the field are they believed because of the reason that leket and those other things are still common? Amei chanina ad makam shedarkoi lelech v'lavoi boi b'yayim. Ma'asa v'hemen rebi l'chamisha achem v'chamisha kurim shechitim v'eshekein, ela mika sivcha koira salik. Rechanina says anywhere to which they walk and return the same day. It once happened that Rebbe believed five poor brothers that had collected five core of wheat of gifts to the poor. And the Gemara asked, could they have received so much from one person? And the answer was actually a combination of gifts that they received from several people that added up to a core each. Rebbe Lazar, the Roman boy, came with Rebbe Yossi, Masnisa de Blazer, Amar Neman Alasheni, Neman Larishon. Rebbe Lazar of Rome said to asked Rebbe Yossi, does the Mishnah follow the view of Rebbe Lezer and not the Chachamim? Rebbe Lezer said that if Ama Oetz was seen separating Masa Sheni, he's believed to have separated Masa Rishon. The Chachamim argue that he's not believed over Masa Rishon. Am Rebbe Yossi, Divra Kolhi, Shnihi, Shein Adam, Oise, Mitzvah, Bedava, Averishitli. Rebbe Yossi answers no, it follows all opinions as a person doesn't do a mitzvah, means giving Masa Ani to the poor, in a matter of sin, means giving him Tevel, which would be untithed produce that they'll go ahead and eat. So he would never give Masa Ani of Tevel to the poor. Rebbe Lazar b'shem Rebbe Yosher, k'shem shelo nechshed du Yisrael al truma gedola, kein lo nechshed ben Levi al trumas maaseh. Rebbe Lazar, quoting Rebbe Yosher, says that just as Jews are not suspected of not separating truma gedola, where if it was not separated, eating the produce is punishable by death, and so too a Levi is not suspected for trumas maaseh, which is a tenth separated from the Levi's maaseh rishon and given to the kohen. Am Rebbe Yosher, masnisan amakein. Uven Levi Neman Lo'olam. Rosh says our Mishnah also teaches this because it says a Levi is always believed. Reb Mana boy, Uven Levi Neman Lo'olam Afilu B'Shvius. Reb Mana asked, is a Levi always believed even in Shvius in the seventh year to say that it is Maaseh from the sixth year and doesn't have the Kedusha of Shvius in it? Amar Bun Bachia Neman Ben Levi Loima Maaseh Bohu Lepotim Min Hasheni Aba Ba'ime Niten Li Aba Ba'ime Mishloihein Ein Nemanim. Reb Bun Bachia says that a Levi is believed that something is certain Maaseh Rishon to exempt it from Maaseh Sheni. But if the Levi says, I was given this Maaseh Rishon, or this is my own produce, they're not believed to exempt it from Maaseh. And our Mishnah says they are only believed about something that it's the way of people to give them. And the correct reading of the Mishnah is, they are only believed about the type of thing that people are accustomed to give them. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Ne'emanim ala chitim, ne'emanim loy al kemach, loy al pas, ne'emanim ala sa'ira, shel oyrez, ve'in ne'emanim alav ben chai, ben mevushal. The poor believed about wheat, but not about flour or bread. They believed about rice in its stalk, but not when it's raw or cooked. Ne'emanim ala pur, ve'in ne'emanim ala grisim, ben chayin, ben mevushalim, ne'emanim ala shemen, loyma, shal maseoni, ve'in ne'emanim alav, loyma shal zeisei nikufu. Ne'eman al yerek chai, ve'ne'eman al mevushal, elam kain, hayalot av muat, shekain derech b'nei adam, lahotzi milifsoi. They're believed about beans, but not when they're pounded, whether raw or cooked. They are believed about oil, to say it's maisa ani, but not that it comes from nick of olives. They're believed about a raw vegetable, but not about a cooked one, as people don't usually give it in the form of cooked food, unless it's a small amount, as it's normal for the landowner to give from his bowl. And the Gemara says, Ma'u shehi ne'eman loyma chitim, Niten li vasisi oisan kema, chitin niten li vasisi oisan pas. You might ask the question, is the Levi believed to say, I was given wheat and I made it into flour, or I was given wheat and I made it into bread? And the Gemara says, Pshita lantu ne'eman, he would be certainly believed in that case. Hayo kol yodim, she roibani adam mechansai leket afilu kein ein ne'eman. Even if everyone knew that the poor collected on this day, he's still not believed to say, I received flour that was ground by the owner. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Makom Shenagel Yos Dochim, Esa Oilus, Oni Ne'eman Loima Yain Ze Shel Oilus Hu, Vezekavasei Makom Shenagel Yos Moskin Zeisei Nikuf, Oni Ne'eman Loima Shemen Ze Shel Zeisei Nikuf Hu. The Braith of Rabbi Yehuda says, in a place where the owner is accustomed to crush the oilless grapes for the poor man is believed to say that this wine is of oilless. Similarly, in a place where the owner is accustomed to pick nick of olives for them, the poor man would believe to say this oil is from nick of olives. Ilan, the Beis Asi, Bashlon, Yerek, Anshun, Metakamte, Salah, Kamliel, Zuga, Metakle, Min, Goy, Lafsa. They forgot to separate one's masani from a tree of Beis Asi, and they gave it straight from the pan in which they were cooked, and it supports the statement we had in the Mishnah that it's normal for the landowner to give from his bowl.